From the English classroom of FSHS, we bring you the True Jury podcast. Today, we will be examining and explaining details of the case against Adnan Syed and how the case was unfair to him. On this episode, we will be discussing everything from forensics evidence to the Maryland law books, which are some of the most difficult laws I've ever had to read. Today, I, Jacob Armstrong, am joined with two fellow students of FSHS, Cole Wicks and Zach Williams. Zach and myself will be trying to explain and hopefully enlighten any listeners on how much of a mess this case is, starting with evidence provided by the famous serial podcast created by Sarah Koenig. Sarah Koenig is an American journalist, public radio personality, former producer of the television and radio program This American Life, and the host and executive producer of this podcast serial.
So obviously, Jay has many inconsistencies. However, I'm only going to cover the major ones. For example, in Jay's third police statement, he gave a completely different story than he had given in his first two statements. Then, when the cops asked why he's not told the truth before, Jay admitted that he had lied on the two previous occasions to cover up the fact that he bought and sold marijuana. So right off the bat, we know that he would do and say anything to keep himself alive. If that means lying to the police, he obviously doesn't have a problem with that. That right off the bat proves to me that he is an incredible source. I don't see how the state could see him as a credible source or reliable source in this case. Then, later on, while doing another interview, McGillivray asked why Jay would lie about where the body was buried. I mean, you had nothing to do with it, so why would you even feel the need to lie? However, Jay says that he figured there were cameras or something that would have caught him in the act. Once again, Jay makes absolutely zero sense to me. If you have nothing to do with Hayes' murder, why would you lie to the police about where she was buried? So even with all this fog in Jay's story, the state was still able to make the jury take Jay's word over at Nas. Just absolutely crazy to me how this went down.
There isn't much evidence against Adnan in this trial. Cyril points out that even the best evidence they had against Adnan, which was Anisha Kaul, could have simply been an unanswered call. This was the state's jewel in the trial, but when the serial's help and the reading at AT&T contract, this jewel seems to be less than an effective argument. Prosecutors said records from the telecoms corporation AT&T placed Syed's cell phone in or around Baltimore Lincoln Park on the evening his ex-girlfriend, Heyman Lee, disappeared. Her body was discovered in the park almost a month later. Those AT&T records said Syed's phone pinged a cell phone tower covering the park and nearby areas during calls he received at 7:09 p.m. and 7:16 p.m. on January 13, 1999. They are described by Syed's current attorney as the pillar of the state's case against him, which leads into our next problem in the case for Adnan, which was a trashy lawyer. Christina Gutierrez was Adnan's first official lawyer. Her way to look at the case was not really as good as her reputation. She bluntly ignored the one alibi of Aisha, whom at the time, at this case, would have destroyed the state's timeline at this time. She also barely mentioned the way the cell towers pinged. She mentioned this, but did not dwindle on it with emphasis. These failures in her defense and the fact that she was basically screaming at some of the witnesses is probably one of the biggest reasons he was pleaded guilty.
Now it's back to me. There is also factual evidence from outside of Serial's evidence. A New York Times article titled "The Case Against Adnan Syed: Finale DNA Results." This article talks about how the DNA testing that was conducted on Hay Lee's body proved that Adnan's DNA was nowhere to be found upon her dead body. The rope that was near her body, in fact, held DNA of a woman. However, the evidence was disclosed as a policewoman leaving behind scraps from the investigation. This seems kind of fishy to me, but I will let that slide. However, I will not let the fact slide that the autopsy done on Hayes' body proved that she could not have been strangled in a car due to the way the blood settled in her body. The autopsy showed that there was blood force trauma, meaning that someone had hit her before she was strangled.
Okay, Jacob, so what are some of your thoughts on Jay that I presented?
Well, you're right on the inconsistencies of his story. There's a whole part in his story where they're going to a mountain and they smoke weed, and he describes the sunset in such an explicit way. It's as if it was a real memory. However, in the prosecutor's timeline, that was taken completely out of his story. So
do you think he'd be lying about something like that? Or do you think that since it's such a vivid memory that he was definitely in that moment? Or do you think it was just made up, or possibly even that he really did that, and then they realized the state and his defensive team kind of realized, okay, yeah, we definitely know that he has to keep this in a story or take it out?
Well, I believe that the prosecutors did say that they have to take that out, because usually when you lie, you leave details out. However, Jay was able to explain that in such an explicit way. It was almost as if somebody was actually there with him.
Oh, I got you. And Zach, what do you think about Jay? What do you think about him in this story?
I feel like he's lying about most of the things he says in his stories.
What makes you think that? Like, or you think he's lying about? Obviously, you know, we know that he lied to the police, but do you think he lied to the police to cover himself up, or do you think
he covered himself up, because his details about like what happened were so like specific, and when you go to when they interviewed Adnan about this, he wasn't like for sure on anything, because like it wasn't something he remembered that well. But when he asked Jay, he actually knew what was going on, so that seems a little bit different for me.